It's that most wonderful time of the year. I figured out how to say it. Happy Old New Year. And it's the food maven, our very own Arthur Schwartz. Did you stay up and watch the ball drop?
No.
Good answer.
I have a friend who sent me a photograph of the tickets he got for a New Year's Eve event, and it said, stay home, do nothing.
Exactly right.
So I haven't made it to midnight in I don't know how many years, but Bob did, and he woke me up to say Happy New Year. That was very, you know.
And so it's official.
Yeah, and I didn't even really wake up, but I told him I did. Anyway, here we are, and here is everybody else who has, on average, gained 7 pounds since Thanksgiving. Do you know that's the national average? At least it was a few years ago. Well, last I looked, it can't be too much less or too much more. 7 pounds is quite a lot to gain in the last 6 weeks of the year. Anyway, the world goes on a diet. If not today, tomorrow. I haven't figured it out yet. I mean, I had breakfast, but it could go either way.
Okay.
However, I do need to diet, because I haven't even weighed myself, but I can tell by my clothes that it is time to at least deflate. And I have no excuses, no holidays, no events, blah, blah, blah. There's no temptations around, especially. But the choice is so many different diets. Now, there's what I love, this mystery thing. There's a diet that they keep advertising on TV called Go Low.
Right.
Do you know what that's about?
Yeah, a lot of people are on it and have...
What is it? Is it an actual diet,
or is it? Oh yeah, no. Marshall did it for a while, and he was very happy with it.
Who is?
Marshall did it for a while.
Uh huh.
He explored every single diet known to.
Well, as have I.
Okay.
Over a life of dieting. In fact, I recalled this morning as I was trying to think about this whole subject, is that really the first thing I ever cooked was a diet thing. And it was, and I may try this again, the thought only came to me this morning, it was deviled eggs where you mix the yolks mash them up with cottage cheese. And I forget what seasoning I used back when, which is like, 70 years ago. But I'll figure it out. It's not a bad thing, especially if you're not on a... it depends on the diet you're on. This is the thing. There are so many choices. I was usually successful on keto, and I did not mind being on it for a long time, and I lost a lot of weight, and at the beginning on keto, you lose very quickly, which is not a good thing, by the way, to lose quickly. In fact, one of the revelations of 2023 was that people who were on Ozempic, the Ozempic thing, right? Those of you listening who don't know what Ozempic is, I'm not sure where you've been for the last year, but Ozempic is an injectable medication meant for diabetics. I was on it for a while, meant for diabetics, but got picked up as a weight loss drug because you do lose some weight on it.
Yeah.
I did not lose a huge amount of weight on it. I lost 10, 12 pounds while I was on it. I also lost my appetite, which is what it does. But the thing is, Ozempic, you do lose weight. You can, not me, but you can apparently lose quickly. And if you do, you end up with a lot of, especially if you're over 30, with a lot of lines on your face that you didn't expect to turn up. I don't know how else to say
it. You also end up with some other problems that it got so picked up and so abused, with all due respect, that
you mean the keto
diet? They had to start coming out with things that it didn't do.
Well, I was on it wasn't called keto then, but it was a diet that took you into ketosis, which is a measurable situation in your body where you're metabolizing fat. And anyway, I don't want to go into the details of it. mainly because I can't express them this morning. But I went on a diet that's supposed to take you into ketosis, and it never did. So, and in those days, I used to measure. There are sticks that you stick your urine on, and it'll tell you whether you're in ketosis or not. I never got into ketosis, even though I lost weight, and even though I really stuck to the diet pretty closely, which is to say, the ketogenic diet is a minimum amount of carbohydrates. Technically, they say 20 grams a day. I lost weight eating 40 to 50 grams a day, which is already very, very low. And then you start counting your grams, and I got tired of counting grams of carbohydrate, but I just learned what foods I could eat with abandon. And those are, but anything green, anything that grows above the ground and is green, you can eat endlessly. Lettuce, cabbage, kale, collards, spinach, you name it. And, of course, you're supposed to eat a lot of fat on the keto diet. So any of those greens with good olive oil, salt, pepper, I'm happy. Garlic, depends on what I'm eating. What else? I mean, salads are really good. Then you get protein. So most animal protein is associated with fat. So if you eat meat, for beef, lamb, you probably should be careful with the fat that you eat at that meal, because you're going to get a lot of fat from the meat itself. The thing with the keto diet is you're supposed to be getting 75% of your calories, it's a lot, from fat, good fat preferably, meaning olive oil. Avocados are a great food. In fact, the perfect keto breakfast is scrambled eggs, and you can scramble them in butter, with avocado. I'm not a big avocado fan, but I do eat them. And it is very satisfying because avocados are very high in good fat. 75% of your calories from fat, 20% from protein, and only 5% from carbohydrates. Now, carbohydrates are, I mean, the main villains are flour, anything white, flour, sugar, rice, potatoes, can we name any others? Bread. And now, if you want to eat bread, you should be eating whole grain bread and be careful about how many carbs. There are some low-carb breads around, but I haven't really found one I love. So a thin slice of bread, think of it more of as eat less of good bread and then don't worry about it. But I do eat whole grain bread. And you don't want any other heavy-duty carbs like kasha, bulgur, even quinoa, too many carbs. But a good substitute is, believe it or not, cauliflower, which I have learned to love. Mashed potato cauliflower, you know, you whip up the already cooked cauliflower in a food processor with a big lump of cream cheese, there's your fat. Salt and pepper, butter even, if you want. And it does come out to be really good. If you put it next to mashed potatoes, I'll take the potatoes. but if they're not next to the potatoes, they're a good thing for gravy. And you can eat gravy on the keto diet. And also I find that in the beginning of the keto diet I do lose quick weight. And that's because your body starts expressing fluids. So you lose water weight right off, and you really need to replace that water. You need to, whatever diet you go on, I have to say water is a key. You should be drinking eight-ounce glasses a day. That's 2 quarts of water a day. Bob drinks a lot of water, yet his doctor recently told him, you're not drinking enough, drink more water. So he's now doing 12-ounce glasses. It seems easier to do a 12-ounce glass than to measure out to 8-ounce glasses. Anyway, water is essential. So that's the keto diet is like, hardly any carbohydrates at all. in the beginning, I sort of go crazy and I eat whatever I want, like a big steak or something like that, which is allowed. But the fact is, calories do count, even on a severe diet like this. If you're going to eat 4,000 calories worth of steak, you're not on the keto diet.
Right.
Because your body's probably only going to be using no more than 2,000. That means you have an excess of 2,000 calories a day. So you got to be careful. And by the way, that is the basis for most of the diets you see advertised on TV, like Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem. I think Nutrisystem is more specific to your needs, your personal needs. But I think Jenny Craig is just basically a relatively sound calorie control diet. As is, by the way, the best diet of all time is Weight Watchers. I mean, if you really want to do behavior modification, I suggest you look into Weight Watchers, which really does teach you the way you're supposed to eat and gives you some will in that you get choices and you have to make decisions based on your body, based on your likes and dislikes. And by the way, your body is very determinative. As someone who has dieted his entire life, I can tell you how my body will react to different things. For instance, remember when I was on the Pasta Lovers diet? Well, I called it the Pasta Lovers diet because it's a diet given to me by a nutritionist in Salerno. And she basically was giving me the Southern Italian Mediterranean way of eating, but calorie controlled. And part of the way they eat is to eat pasta. So I'm looking at this diet, and 5 days out of seven, you're allowed to eat pasta, by the way, and the sixth and the seventh is a rice day, and I'm forgetting what the carbohydrate was for the other day, but you're allowed to eat a small portion of pasta every day, the way you're supposed to eat it, like 3 ounces of pasta mixed with something else. Could be just tomato sauce, but more likely you can just pump up the portions by adding vegetables. And that's what I used to do when I was on that diet. A big bowl, 3 ounces of pasta, by the way, fills your standard pasta bowl very nicely. It even would heap up in the middle. If you add some zucchini or peas or any vegetable, you're going to make a big mound of pasta in your bowl. Delicious. And then you're allowed olive oil. So you can dress everything with olive oil and raw olive oil. Anyway, so that the Pasta Lovers diet served me well for several years. I kept my weight under control. If I needed to lose, I would just reduce my portions. Always kept to the 3 ounces of pasta. In fact, just a couple days ago, as a splurge at the end of the year, I made meatballs and spaghetti, and I don't do that too often. but we were three people. I cooked up 9 ounces of pasta, and we all agreed that was more than a sufficient amount of pasta. And when I eat pasta with beans, for instance, on the Pasta Lovers diet, or even in life now, I reduce, this is something I learned from doing that diet, 2 ounces of pasta is more than enough if you're mixing it with lentils or chickpeas, which is my frequent mixes. And by the way, glycemically, which is the way these carbohydrates react in your bloodstream, do they get digested quickly or not quickly, you improve, let's just say, the value of the pasta by adding a high-protein legume like lentils or chickpeas. Anyway, diet. I'm not regretting that I have to do this. I'm sort of looking forward to having, you know, a lot of steak for a couple of days anyway.
So I have two questions. Are you going to explore Golo, and what do you know about the difference?
No, I'm not going to explore because I don't know what to explore, to be honest. I think you got to sign up for it before they tell you anything. And there's another diet out there that's a big mystery, too. I don't remember. but I haven't seen the commercials lately.
Well, there's what I want to ask you about is, you know, there's also the carnivore diet.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. My physical therapist does carnivore. It's
quote,
nauseating
okay.
to me because he doesn't even eat salad, and he'll go to a fast food restaurant and just take the hamburgers out and eat three or four hamburgers without the roll. I think it's a little sickening.
That's
yeah, but I must say he is extremely fit. And slim, so I'm not arguing with, you know,
no,
it's his body,
nice if he didn't
and
get...
he knows how he reacts to foods. But I do know that he also binges on carbohydrates on the weekend, and he has two little girls, and I'm sure there are carbohydrates around for that. So I don't know how much he cheats.
There are different, there's strict carnivore, there's classic carnivore, there's animal-based carnivore, there's keto carnivore, so there are different
there's
kinds
keto of... carnivore?
Yep.
Well, what's keto carnivore? Keto carnivore would just be you just eat meat.
I will send these to you, and I just wondered if you.
Yeah, no, I don't. And
okay.
You know, the Golo thing fascinates me because I'm just curious. Is it an actual
Marshall
diet?
Was very happy
is it
with
behavior
Golo.
Mod? I don't know.
He lost a lot of weight with Golo.
But what did he do to lose the weight?
I couldn't tell you.
We're talking about Marshall?
Yes.
Surprised he never mentioned that to me.
He probably
did. We talk diet a lot.
I mean, when you last talked diet, I'm sure he was, you know, if he wasn't being menaced by having his arm, you know, denerved, he was very happy. The only reason I am saying it that way is because he recommended it to someone else, and it just did not work for her.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I know my body.
Right.
After all these many, many years of dieting, the only time, when I met Bob, by the way, we're almost up to 42 years together. But when I first met him, I was extremely thin and extremely fit because I was a restaurant critic at the time. And to balance out my everyday visits to restaurants, I was at the gym for 2 hours a day. And I know that if I can't do this anymore, of course, but when I was in my 30s, my 20s and my 30s, I could really burn off a lot of calories at the gym. And so I got down and I stayed down for quite a while. When my activity level leveled off, so to speak, I started gaining weight, and that's where I am today. And, you know, with arthritis and sciatica, the moving is not so easy anymore. I should take the advice I used to give to other people who had mobility issues, is use your arms. I have a friend who lost a lot of weight by conducting the orchestra from his wheelchair. I'm not joking. He decided he had to move, but he couldn't, and he started playing music and conducting. And by the way, upper body aerobics are extremely effective, and the longest living people on earth are conductors, violinists, and by the way, other musicians. So I think that's proof enough that upper body movement is a good thing. You'll never have to lift your feet, just your arms.
Mm.
Well, right now, I'm just going to concentrate on, today, my last gasp of carbohydrates. And then we're doing salad. And by the way, I used to work with somebody, a doctor who did diet advice, and he had a diet called the salmon and salad diet, and it's great. If you like salmon, if you don't mind eating a lot, I mean, not just salmon. It was you can eat any fatty fish and salad. That's it. You will lose weight, and also it's good for your health.
You'll be hungry, too.
You know, you might be. You know what I can't, in these days, I cannot live without fruit. And when you're on a ketogenic diet, fruit is not a good thing. And even when you're diabetic, fruit's not such a good thing. And I've been eating grapes, which is maybe the worst fruit if you're looking to watch carbohydrates. But berries are great. Blueberries, not as great as strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries. But all berries are terrific. And one reason is they have little seeds that adds a lot of fiber. And the fiber helps, let's say, slow down the metabolism of the rest of the berry. That's an oversimplified answer to a question you didn't ask. Anyway,
well,
so everybody, if you gain 7 pounds over the holidays, you're average.
I love seven. Seven is God's number, so. If you've gained that, not only are you average, you're a person of you're a person of faith.
Yeah, seven. It is the. By the way, Nutrisystem, which is another one of these diets they advertise on TV, is one of these. They provide the food. You're basically buying food from them. But I noticed this morning there was a commercial. They have a new one called Complete 50, which is for people over 50. Since I'm way over 50. I might look into that. You know, there are days where I say, I wish I didn't have to deal with my meal. And Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig is another one, and there are several of these out there, that you're basically buying their food. Now, I haven't eaten any of their food. Will it satisfy me? I don't know. How much commitment do I have to have? I could do anything for a week.
Well, I'm going to throw this out. We're running out of time. But the Nutrisystem, I again know someone who got all the, you know, very, you know, picked out all the food. It's that's you would do better cooking your own food.
Well, that's the thing. I'm always comparing what I
no, but end of story.
What I can buy
for
to
anybody
what I can
who
make.
It's
no big deal throwing a steak on, or even for that matter, a piece of salmon.
Right, but you also know where it came from, or should.
You shouldn't get too much out. I don't think. I think when you're dieting, you want to keep everything simple, super simple. But, you know, I like to spend time in the kitchen, so that's an issue with me.
I look very much forward to hearing the results.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to report on the results, but I'm just reporting that I'm going to try this week.
All right. Well, in that case, I will say. I will say we will talk to you again. Thank you so much, et cetera.
Healthy opening of the year, however you eat.